This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 1st September 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Today, the weather across Israel is warm and sunny. Jerusalem enjoys a bright day, while Tel Aviv sees a pleasant afternoon with clear skies. Haifa also basks in sunshine, making it a great day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that the IDF struck Gaza earlier today, capturing a Hamas official during a raid by an Israel-backed militia. Three individuals were reportedly killed. Also, Ynet reports from earlier today that a Hamas security chief was captured in a Gaza operation, with the individual brought wounded to Israel. The operation did not involve IDF troops on the ground. Also this hour, Katz told JNS that a top Hamas terrorist was captured in Gaza by a local militia, reportedly backed by Israel, under heavy fire. Separately, from earlier today, Israel and Greece finalized a $3.5 billion defense deal aimed at protecting against regional threats, according to JTA. And finally, I-24 News explores why the IDF's latest Gaza operation holds significance far beyond the capture of one individual. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, wrote just minutes ago that Hakeem Jeffries has condemned Hassan Piker's anti-Semitism on CNN, calling him out by name. Gideon Saar, a former Israeli minister, announced earlier today that the Netherlands representatives at the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat will be expelled, following anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Belaz News, a conflict monitoring account, posted earlier today that Israel has expelled Dutch diplomats due to a settlement trade ban enacted by the Dutch parliament. The Dutch personnel have been given a week to leave. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the Times of Israel's report, the IDF conducted significant airstrikes in Gaza earlier today. The military aimed to eliminate threats to its forces. This action coincides with an operation by an anti-Hamas militia that captured a key Hamas figure. This intensifies the ongoing conflict and raises security concerns for civilians in the region. Turning to Ynet's coverage, sources reveal that the captured Hamas security chief was brought to Israel for medical treatment. This complex operation unfolded over several hours in Gaza City without direct IDF troop involvement on the ground. The event illustrates the intricate dynamics of regional security collaborations. Meanwhile, JNS reports that Israel's Defense Minister Katz confirmed the capture of a top Hamas terrorist by a local Gazan militia. This capture, under hostile conditions, highlights the ongoing efforts to dismantle terrorist networks. It also underscores the volatility and danger faced by those living in conflict zones. In earlier reporting, a significant development in international relations saw Israel and Greece sign a $3.5 billion defense agreement. This deal enhances Greece's anti-missile capabilities and strengthens ties between the two nations. It reflects the shifting landscape of alliances amid growing regional threats. Finally, I-24 News highlights the broader implications of the IDF's recent Gaza operation. Beyond the immediate tactical success, it sends a strong message about Israel's commitment to counter terrorism. It also impacts diplomatic relations and regional stability, urging neighboring countries to reconsider their security strategies. On the economic front, first, Walla Business reports an unusual water crisis due to microscopic algae concerns. Five desalination plants remain shut, prompting increased pumping from the Kinneret. The situation endangers millions of tons of crops, affecting agriculture and food security. Separately, CTEC shares that Particula, an Israeli smart toy maker, raised $15 million. The company is expanding its global reach, leveraging the success of its GoCube product to enter new markets and entertainment categories. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals that the government companies authority will audit payments and overseas trips within government companies. This scrutiny aims to ensure transparency and accountability in financial operations. That's your Israel 18 news update for the afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.